You've tuned into Steadfast Hope. I am thrilled that you've joined us. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck, and we're coming to you from Dallas, Texas, from Herb's House Coffee Shop. And Kent, we've got a blockbuster verse we're going to be looking at today. The title of this is very simply, The Called. Mm-hmm. And I think you're going to see why. It's right in the middle of verse 24. We're in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 24. Paul says, but to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. Kent, Paul's been talking about how indoctrinated unbelievers are with the foolishness of the world and the world's agenda. And we've been talking about even going back to original sin and the fall and its effect on mankind, the noetic effect, that the world is spiritually blind. And so we're holding forth the message of the cross to people who are blind and to people who have a dead heart and people who have a dead will toward spiritual things. And so there's a certain, someone could say, foolishness for us to even bother to preach the cross and to bear personal witness to others, because we're describing a sunset to a blind man. We're describing a symphony to a deaf person.
Yeah.
Why would we waste our effort and our time to present the cross to people who cannot see it and who cannot understand it? I think that's a great question.
Yeah.
And the only way for them to come to believe in the cross is what is in the very middle of this verse. It is the call of God to his elect. It is the effectual, irresistible, powerful summons and subpoena of God to lay hold of the one he has chosen for himself before time began, to then draw them as he calls them into fellowship with his son, Jesus Christ. And this call really is the thread that is woven through this first chapter of 1 Corinthians. And if it was not for this call, no one would ever believe. If it was not for this call, no one would ever come to faith in Christ. And so not only has God provided the sacrifice of his son upon the cross to be the means of salvation, but he has also sent his Holy Spirit into this world to call out a bride for his son, to believe in him. And so this call is very precious, and this call here is not a call to service. It's a call to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And earlier in this chapter, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 9, we read, God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So, Kent, the reason that you and I have entered into fellowship with God's Son is not because we were better or because we were smarter or because we were this or that. It really boils down to God, that God intervened in our lives and called us out of darkness into light. He summoned us out of the world system into a relationship with his son, Jesus Christ. So the importance of this call cannot be overstated. And even look who he called. He says in verse 26, for consider your calling, brethren, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong. So God delights in, I've said before, reaching to the bottom of the barrel to find his people, who he calls to himself. We are the most unlikely people that we would ever expect. God, for the most part, has bypassed the high and the mighty and the blue bloods of this world. There are those. But for the most part, God has chosen to work through those who are weak in this world. So why does God do it this way? So that God gets all the glory. So that God receives the praise. No one can say, well, look, we've got an all-star lineup here. That's how God's work is being carried out. No, God delights in taking a bunch of nobodies to carry out his work, and they are the called. So, Kent, we need to talk about this.
Well, what a great message, and I think of all the believers that are watching.
Yeah.
And they've heard this, what the Bible teaches, and as you say, okay, so what's the so what to these believers, to people who love the Lord? And we're told here through the power of the Holy Spirit and in Paul's words that we're called. What's the so what? What do we do today? How does that impact our life?
Well, I think, number one, we should be encouraged that God delights in working through ordinary people to do extraordinary things.
That's good.
We should be very encouraged and not say, well, how could God use someone like me? Mm-hmm. No, you're just exactly the kind of person God's looking for. So God walks past the high and the mighty of this world for the most part, and he walks over to the corner of the room to find his servants. So be encouraged. Second, as you're a witness for Christ, and as you share the gospel, let's say with your family members, with neighbors and friends, just know that God has already marked out certain people who will believe, and God will call them into relationship with his son, and this call overcomes their resistance, mm-hmm. and draws them and brings them to Christ. And so I think we should be encouraged by that, mm-hmm. that the one who seems to be the most impossible to reach with the gospel may just be the one that God calls to himself. And we can have the joy of being a part of what God is doing. So I think that's another so what. And also I think of humility. It's very humbling for me to read this and to think, really, the fact that God called me when I was 17 years old to himself, after hearing a very simple message on John chapter 2, and God or Jesus turning water into wine, and God could change my life and transform me. And then I walked out that night and gave thought about what had been said. Mm-hmm. God was calling me. Mm-hmm. And it was an inaudible voice, but God was calling me. And I answered that call because he changed my heart to answer it. Yeah. I see you turning to a verse, Kent. What have you got here? I know you got a good one.
See,
you're already smiling.
I didn't mean to be interrupting.
No. Go ahead.
Well, I was just adding to this that over even in Isaiah 41 and 42,
yeah.
And we'll get into it, but...
let's get into it.
Even in 42, behold, my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom my soul delights.
Yeah.
I put my spirit upon him. I will bring forth justice to the nations. So, and then over in 41, I am the Lord your God who upholds your right hand, who says to you, do not fear, I will help you, because we are his called.
Yeah.
So with that calling,
yeah.
is this security.
Absolutely.
Through all the difficulties of life, I think I was telling you my sister is going to have some surgery today, I actually read this verse to her. She's a believer. And I said, look what God's saying. He's going to uphold your right hand.
yeah.
and for you not to fear. And I think that calling, that part, that's part of our calling as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Those who are called to salvation are also called to serve.
Yeah.
And what you're talking about there with ministering to your sister, reading scripture, it's all a part of the call. And we're also called to personal holiness.
Yeah.
That those who are called to faith in Christ are called to walk as he walked and to serve him. So what a glorious thing it is to be
Amen.
Called.
Amen.
And you know, the word church means the called out one.
Yeah, that's good, Steve.
And so when we come together with other believers, we're really meeting and worshiping with the other called out ones. And that's what the church is.
That's good.
And so we are called out of the world to be different from the world and to worship God and then to go back into the world to witness for him.
That's it.
Well, this is a great study we've had today. It's great because it's God's word and it's God's mind and wisdom being revealed to us. So may you apply what we've talked to about today in your life. May you be a follower of Christ. God bless you. Thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope.